Hi, this is the fourth in this series of screencasts detailing how to deploy the At Home with Windows Azure application. Hi, I'm Peter Ladotti, and along with my colleagues Brian Hitney and Jim O'Neill, we're bringing you this fun activity where you can learn about Windows Azure and at the same time contribute back to scientific research. In the previous screencast, you learned how to provision a Windows Azure account, how to obtain the At Home application, and finally how to configure it to use Windows Azure Storage. In this screencast, we're going to focus on how to deploy At Home with Azure to Windows Azure. Let's start here in Visual Studio. As you can see, I have the Azure At Home solution open that was open in the previous screencasts. There are two projects of importance here. First, the At Home web role. This is an ASP.NET application that is going to host the Stanford Folding At Home client for us. Below that, we see the Azure At Home project. The Azure At Home project is a Windows Azure service project. It is essentially a meta project that tells Visual Studio how to package up the At Home web role, which is the ASP.NET website, and with the necessary configurations, package it up so that it can run in Windows Azure. What we're going to do here in Visual Studio is generate a package using this Azure At Home project. We do that by right-clicking the Azure At Home project, and we can select Package. This brings up a dialog that lets us choose the configuration. Now, there were two configuration files, serviceconfiguration.cloud and serviceconfiguration.local, that you manipulated both earlier. We're going to leave the cloud one set here so that when we deploy it, we deploy with the storage settings that you've set up in the last screencast. We'll go ahead and hit the Package button, and Visual Studio will compile the project, and then it will pop a Windows Explorer window open with the final package files that we are going to use to deploy this application to Windows Azure. Now we see the Windows Explorer window open, and here we have the Azure At Home CSPKG file. This is essentially a zip file containing the entire ASP.NET solution with the Folding At Home client. And then below that, we have the serviceconfiguration.cloud file, and that's what's going to tell Windows Azure how this application runs, in what type of virtual machine, how many instances, how big, and all that type of stuff. What we can do now is switch over to the Windows Azure Management Portal and go ahead and set up a hosted service so that we can deploy the at-home application. So the way we do this is by navigating and clicking the new hosted service button from the top of the ribbon. Creating a hosted service is like making a reservation at a hotel that you want to stay at. Except in our case, we're going to make a reservation with one of the six Windows Azure data centers to host our application. So let's go ahead and fill out the reservation form to create the hosted service. The first thing we need to do is give it a name. Let's call it At Home with Windows Azure. The next thing we need to do is choose a URL where our service will be available. This URL must be unique on the internet. Now, for our sakes, I'm going to call it Peter's At Home. And what you'll notice here on the end, it is a subdomain of .cloudapp.net. That's because every application that runs within Windows Azure is hosted at a .cloudapp.net domain. At a later point in time, you can come back and redirect your own domain name to match this URL so that your users can see your domain.com instead of cloudapp.net. The next thing we need to do is choose a region or an affinity group. This is essentially where we're going to choose one of the six Azure data centers to deploy our application to. I'm going to go ahead and choose North Central US. It doesn't matter for the purpose of At Home where you deploy it to. You can choose whichever one you're comfortable with. The next thing we can do is choose a deployment option. And the options are staging, production, or do not deploy. Now, if I chose do not deploy, and then we go ahead and close out the form, we'd essentially be submitting our reservation to the data center. But in our case, we actually want to go ahead and deploy this application at the same time. We're going to be bold and deploy directly to production. The next thing we need to do is give the deployment a name. This is essentially a version label. So we can call this version 1 of At Home and potentially give it a date here. It's February 20th when I'm doing this, so I'll call it V1 At Home for February 20th, 2012. The next thing we need to do is select the package location and the configuration file. These are the files that Visual Studio produced earlier. So what we can do here is click the Browse Locally button. That produces our dialog box. We'll come back over here and grab the path from the location that Visual Studio published to, paste that in there, and there's our package file. We go ahead and select that, and we can go ahead and do the same thing by pasting in the path and getting the configuration file that was produced by Visual Studio earlier. At this point in time, we're ready to hit the OK button and deploy our application to Windows Azure. I'll go ahead and do that now, but at first, we're going to see a little bit of a warning message here. This warning message is because the way the at-home solution is packaged, it is going to run only in a single virtual machine. This warning is letting us know that our deployment will not be covered by the Windows Azure service level agreement that guarantees 99.95% uptime. You need at least two virtual machine images or two instances of your application to qualify. For the purposes of this application, it's not really important, so we can just go ahead and click yes and ignore the warning and deploy our single instance. Immediately, we see the portal begin to update over here. It tells us that it's preparing to upload the V1 at-home deployment for February 20th. Now, at this point in time, it's going to take approximately 5 to 10 minutes for your application to deploy. That's because a lot of things are going on behind the scenes. Right now, Windows Azure is taking the package that we uploaded. It is going to put it into a temporary storage location. It's going to instantiate and create a vanilla Windows Server 2008 R2 virtual machine off the shelf. It's going to load it up. It's going to configure it with the network settings, matching the DNS entry of the URL you chose. And then it's going to go get the package file that you uploaded, and it's going to copy it inside the virtual machine and install it into IIS and match up all the settings for you. So as you can imagine, this takes a lot of time. If you were doing this on your own, it would probably take more than 5 to 10 minutes. Now, this would be a good time to go get a nice cup of coffee when you're doing this at home. But for our sakes, instead of watching paint dry by watching the screen update, we're going to skip forward into the future and see where we end up. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that nice cup of coffee. As you can see here in the Windows Azure Management Portal, our deployment is now marked ready. That means our application has been successfully deployed to Windows Azure. We can come over here to the right pane under DNS name and see the URL that we chose when creating the hosted service. If we click that URL, it will launch our website in the browser. And here's the at-home with Windows Azure application running in Windows Azure. Now, before we can start contributing to Stanford's project, we need to give ourselves a name. So we can take the default name, which it picked automatically from the URL of our application, or we could pick something more friendly. So in my case, I'm going to choose Jersey Shore because that's my alias. And then the map below shows where it believes you are located from your IP address. If you want, you can manipulate that by shift-clicking to select an actual location. Once you've done that, it's time to click the Start Folding button. I'll go ahead and click that. And at this point in time, we're going to be redirected to the status page in the at-home application. And at this point in time, the Folding at-home client is working, and you are making a difference by contributing back the scientific research for Stanford University. When you look at the screen now, you can see that no progress has been reported yet. That's because the Folding at Home client has just begun. Eventually, if you continue to refresh this page or visit in the future over time, you will see that progress has been reported here. You can also visit the Team Stats link or the World Map link at the top of the screen. That will bring you to the Stanford website where you can see how your Folding at Home client is performing compared to others that are part of the At Home with Windows Azure project. And at this time, this completes our screencast. Thank you for joining, and thank you for participating in At Home with Windows Azure and contributing back to scientific research for Stanford University.